Welcome to Soul Guided Leadership with Dr. Laurel Geis, CEO of the Geis Group.
Soul Guided Leadership is a personal and professional strategy empowering you to lead from your soul while helping others to do the same. Dr. Laurel's expert guests are committed to sharing tips, tools, and techniques to inspire you to be a soul guided leader. And here's your host.
Well, hello, everyone. I'm your host, Dr. Laurel Geis, and my guest today is my friend and soul sister, Kelly Hill. And Kelly is a best-selling author, a TV personality, and a nutritional therapy practitioner, and we're going to dive into that today. And she's also the founder of the Right Plan Nutrition Counseling, and she's an ambassador of the American Heart Association. And today, we're going to talk about how we can all be more heart healthy to prevent heart attacks. So, Kelly, welcome.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited to have this conversation with you.
Me too. You know, and I just have to let everyone know. So, Kelly and I met last year, and she has just a remarkable story. It's the only word I can think of right now. A remarkable story that she's going to share with us in a few moments. And, you know, I know some of you are probably saying, well, why heart health? Why would you have a heart health expert on a show about soul-guided leadership? And, you know, here was my thinking. My thinking was that as a leader, we actually have a responsibility to be healthy and to be vibrant in our life and to model that for other people. And I think it all comes back to being heart healthy. In fact, I believe that heart disease is the leading cause of death in women. And so it's time that we had this conversation, because leading from your soul, it's not just about the soul. It's about being healthy physically, emotionally, mentally, and spiritually. And with Kelly here today, I wanted to dive into that physical health. So, Kelly, how about we jump in and talk about what does a nutritional therapy practitioner do? Because that might be a new term for some of our listeners.
Yeah, there's only about 1,500 of us worldwide, so it is a new term for many people. And really what we do is we help people find their optimal health by identifying the best foods for each person, teaching them how to eat and cook in order to receive the best nourishment, and to live heart smart. I'm a whole foods diet expert. That's a less technical way to put it. And what we try to really teach people is that we're looking for foods that they can find at their local grocery store. We're not talking weird boxes of food-type products, no nasty-tasting shakes or expensive supplements. This is just real food for real results.
So you mentioned, so what is whole foods? I hear that a lot. What, you know, what's the definition? What does that mean, whole foods?
So whole foods are real foods as close to their original form as possible. So if we think about a food, let's take something like a strawberry. We can think a whole food that is a strawberry. You know, it's that fresh, whole strawberry we've all seen sitting around. And then we can begin to process it, and it takes it a little step away from whole foods and make, like, strawberry jam. Now, of course, we have degrees of strawberry jam. We can just have just crushed up strawberries and spread that, and that's a strawberry jam. Or you can have some of the strawberry jams that's nothing but corn syrup and flavoring and coloring, and that's considered a strawberry jam. And then, of course, you can just keep going down that line and taking another step and another step away from that real whole food that we can think of, and we can get all the way down to strawberry Pop-Tarts, which, of course, are just full of bad ingredients and coloring. So it's almost easier to really talk about what isn't a whole food, because as soon as it's begun some sort of processing, it's usually no longer a whole food. And each step in that manufacturing process takes it one step further away from being a whole food. And then the reason we want whole foods is because these are the foods that provide the necessary nutrition to build and maintain health. So weight isn't really a concern, energy is just boundless, and you look, feel, and live better. And that's what everybody's shooting for across the world. I mean, we want to live better.
Exactly. And that's what I want for all of my listeners, too. And when I met Kelly and heard about her story, I just said she has to be a guest on my show. And we're just so grateful that you're here with us today. And Kelly, would you tell us a little bit about your journey with health?
Oh, boy. So let's go to the real truth, okay? Let's really get real. So I started in the franchise world when I was only 24 years old, and I went into the 7-Eleven world. I was an owner-operator of 7-Eleven, the youngest female operator in history, and I did that for 5 years. I had two 7-Elevens when I met the man who's now my husband, and he had McDonald's restaurants. And so I sold my 7-Elevens, and I went into the McDonald's world. And I did graduate from McDonald's and go through that whole hamburger university, and I spent 10 years working in the fast food world of McDonald's, learning their systems and processes and handing out bags of Big Mac along the way. And what I kept coming back to is my love of nutrition, though. And so I ended up going back to school while I was working at McDonald's and getting a whole nother degree in nutrition, and then an extended degree in nutritional therapy, and really realizing that was my passion. And I was living incongruently by handing out, you know, Big Macs during the day and, you know, allowing people to eat this kind of food, and then not having my family eat that and be studying gourmet cooking and nutrition at night. And so I realized, as I'm sure many of your listeners do too, that, you know, sometimes we do our work because it puts money in our bank, and sometimes we do it because we're passionate about it and we love it. And I got to the point where that incongruency was too much, and I left McDonald's. I walked away from it and started the business I do now, which is the Right Plan Nutrition Counseling. And I love it. I mean, I'm passionate about it. This is what, you know, it's everything to me. And I'm proud to have my kids say this is what I do. So I'm, you know, I really, really have enjoyed it. And I was how old am I? I have to count backwards. So about 3.5 years ago, I was in peak health. I was running triathlons, long-distance triathlons at that, so, you know, really in about the best health I could be, and was I was doing that right as I turned 40, so really, really doing fine. And then just as I turned 42, I was really having some problems breathing. Just tough getting up and down stairs, and I'm not overweight, I don't have diabetes, I don't have cholesterol issues. I thought, what is going on? And I wasn't really in any pain. I'd had some back pain and just, you know, some odds and ends, but nothing that I really thought was serious. I had gone to the doctor, they said nothing, went to my acupuncturist, she said it was nothing, the chiropractor said it was nothing, my energy medicine person said, you know, I had some congestion here and there, but, you know, basically I seemed to be in perfect health. I was just having a hard time breathing. And it got so bad one night that my husband took me to the hospital, and as I was laying there, they couldn't find anything wrong with me. They just said that it was fine. It was probably in my head, maybe indigestion or panic attack or anxiety, but that I was, you know, really healthy and there was nothing wrong with me. And I just knew, and I know you know this too, mm-hmm. where you just know in your heart, right. your soul, your entire being that this person doesn't know what the heck they're talking about. And I said that to the doctor. I said, I'm not leaving here. There's something really wrong with me, and you need to figure it out. And that confused them considerably. Because they're like, we don't know what to do with this girl. And I thought, you know, it's only really happening when I'm moving. So I got up and I started walking around the ER as fast as I could without, you know, causing a lot of commotion, the little back of my gown flapping all over the place. And I'm walking around, you know, trying to get it to happen again. And all of a sudden I could feel it. And I grabbed the doctor and I said, hook me up right now. You're going to see what I feel. And truthfully, that is kind of about the last I remember. There's some vignettes of them putting nitro under my tongue and trying to put new EKG pads on me, and a moment of, you know, probably sad satisfaction, but it was satisfaction for me as I threw up all over the doctor that told me there was nothing wrong with me. But I woke up in the middle of the night having being in cardiac care unit, having found out that I had a massive heart attack, 100% blockage of my LAD, which they call the widowmaker. And they gave me a stent. The stent didn't hold. I ended up having another heart attack. And I think I should count, but I think it was either 7 or 8 angiograms trying to get it clean. And it just wouldn't stay clean. My body was rejecting the idea of a stent. It just didn't want that in my system. And so we ended up having to allow heart bypass surgery to give me a whole new artery and get my heart back where, you know, in the condition that it needed to be. That seemed to do fine. I felt great. I was back running, doing all sorts of stuff, playing with my kids, crazy life, you know, just loving it. And I was taking my son to school one day when I realized I couldn't swallow. I couldn't use my left hand. I sounded like I was drunk. And, I took a look at myself in the mirror, and sure enough, the whole left side of my face is drooping, and I can't talk. It was terrible. I couldn't put my fingers together, nothing. And so, of course, I was back in the hospital. I'd had a stroke before I turned 44. So everything happened in about a time frame of 18 months. And as you can tell, obviously, I talk just fine. And yeah, if you look at me, most people would never know that I've had any of this. And because I was so healthy, they kept trying to figure out how this is possible, how I could have no box to check for a person that could possibly have heart disease. So they sent me all over. I went to Stanford and all these places, gave blood, trying to figure out what was going on. And they still don't know, but they've all come back to the same thing, that the reason that I'm alive is because I had such a healthy diet and lifestyle, and that was what saved my life again and again and again. So now I'm on a mission to make sure that women understand this, because I subsequently, as I started helping the American Heart Association, found out that 1 in 3 women are dying from heart attack and stroke. And here I've lived through 2 heart attacks, bypass surgery, and a stroke. So I'm a little like a cat, got many lives, I guess. I'm assuming that means whatever deity you believe in has allowed me to be here in order to make sure that I get this message out and we begin to save those women and we quit losing 1 in 3 women to this. We don't have to.
Exactly. And so now all of my listeners, you know why I had Kelly on the show today. And after this short commercial break, Kelly's going to share some tips that's going to help all of us to start being heart healthy, and we're going to start that today. So stay tuned. We're going to be right back.
What does your vivid life look like? What does it feel like to be living a vivid life every single day? How do you start? What's the first step for you personally to make the shift that you've been seeking? Find out now. Vivid Life. It's a happier, healthier, wealthier state of being. Get there today by following us on Facebook, Twitter, or subscribing to our free inspirations in your inbox at vividlife.me.
Are you ready to discover a personal and professional leadership strategy to improve your performance, productivity, and well-being? Soul Guided Leadership is a thought-leading strategy combining mindfulness principles, meditation practices, and management tactics, empowering you to lead from your soul while helping others to do the same. Contact CEO Dr. Laurel Geis at www.thegeisgroup.com and be a Soul Guided Leader today.
You're listening to Vivid Life Radio Talk Radio that connects you to the most current, optimistic, and inspiring conversations on the planet. Get ready to be catapulted into your happiest, healthiest, and wealthiest life ever. Go to vividlife.me. That's vividlife.me for details on our previous and upcoming conversations with the world's brightest minds sharing their wisdom for happier, healthier, and wealthier lives.
You're listening to Soul Guided Leadership with Dr. Laurel Geis. And today my guest is Kelly Hill, best-selling author, TV personality, and also nutritional therapy practitioner. And before the break, we were talking about Kelly's journey to health and how she had multiple heart attacks and a stroke in her early 40s. And I invited her to share some time with us today, not only because of the inspiration that she is, but because of the message that she has to share with all of us, and especially women, about understanding and recognizing, you know, heart attacks and how important heart health is in our lives. So Kelly, you know, what challenges do you see facing us today?
Well, I think mostly women just they're confused by all the information out there, and they don't really mm-hmm. know enough to know what those symptoms are. And so, just like me, I ignored a lot of the symptoms because I didn't know. And luckily, I was able to get to the hospital in plenty of time, and my life was, you know, easily saved. But that is not happening to one in three women. They're dying, and a huge portion of that is because they just don't know what symptoms to be looking for and when they need to get themselves to the doctor.
So let's go there. So what are the top symptoms that we should be aware of that could indicate that we may be having a heart attack?
Well, I put them in an acronym that I hope will help everybody, and it's HEART, since we're talking about hearts anyway.
I like
so
it.
So the top five are hot and cold sweats, H, hot and cold sweats. And these are the type of sweats that they come on at any time. They don't seem to really go away. And I know this is a tough one, especially for women of a certain age, because as you go through menopause, sometimes you can have those hot sweats. And I have not had that symptom as I have been struck by early menopause, but I don't know for sure, but my clients and people tell me that it feels different, and that's all they can really tell me, that when it comes to their heart, that hot part comes different, but the cold sweats, of course, aren't part of menopause. So either one, if they're having those kind of sweats, that's our H. Mm-hmm. E is exhausted or exhaustion. Any exhaustion that where you go to bed tired and you still wake up tired, we need to take a look at that, because that's the type of exhaustion that means there may be something seriously wrong in the body. A in our heart formula is for aches and pain, especially in the neck, back, jaw, and between the shoulder blades. I had pain what felt like under my left shoulder blade for I cannot tell you how long, and I just kept chalking it up to something, roughhousing with my kid, the way I twisted, I lifted something at the gym, I was putting that box away. I mean, I always had an excuse. We need to pay attention to those. As women, we have a tendency to just brush these type of symptoms off as flu or the cold or, you know, a little under the weather, and we really need to start paying attention to this because you know, hospitals are just now learning to recognize the difference, and we've just begun to realize how predominant heart disease is in women. This is not only a man's disease anymore, so we need to know these symptoms. So we've got H, hot and cold sweats, E, exhausted, A, aches and pains, R is retch. Any form of reoccurring nausea could indicate a heart problem, so we need to pay attention to that. And then T is for trouble breathing. That's the traditional symptom that women think of. You know, if they're having a hard time catching their breath, they need to pay attention to that and at least have themselves checked out. That's the biggest piece, because the most important thing we have to do is to be our own advocates. There's so much we can do to prevent heart disease. So those are the top five symptoms. Like I said, they're heart, H, hot and cold sweats, E, exhausted, A, aches and pains, R, retch, and T, trouble breathing.
And it's interesting, because now that we've gone through these, I think that these symptoms are probably different from, you know, the traditional symptoms that we're all told about, which are, you know, massive chest pain and, like, I can't move my arm and, you know, and you didn't say anything about, you know, about massive chest pain or not being able to move my arm. So obviously there is a difference in these symptoms between men and women.
Well, certainly if a woman does have a massive chest pain you know, or can't move her arm, definitely call 911. But traditionally, those are not women's symptoms. Those are traditional men's symptoms. It is rare to have a woman have those symptoms or by the time she's having those symptoms, it has really progressed. So I did have the feeling that, you know, an elephant was sitting on my chest, but that mm-hmm. was long after I had had many of these other symptoms that I just didn't know were anything. So I just ignored mm-hmm. them.
Okay. And you had these symptoms like over time. So you were having yes. them, but you just were like brushing them off and saying, I'm not good. Yeah. Okay. Not taking action. All right. So that's the message for all of our listeners today is, you know, if you're having these symptoms or a combination of these symptoms, make sure that you get checked out because it can mean something far more serious. And as Kelly said, you know, 1 in 3 women are dying from heart disease. And, you know, we want to turn that around and make people be more aware. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Kelly is so passionate about this. And, you know, I wanted to ask you, you know, since this is Soul Guided Leadership, I know that, you know, you're out there in the world sharing this with people. And, you know, when you're connecting in with that and really being that leader out there, that spokesperson, you know, how do you feel that you're connecting with women and how are you making a difference?
I feel very blessed because I feel like women are beginning to listen. We're beginning to hear more of this. And I think it's helpful to realize that this can happen to any woman at any time. I did everything right. There's nothing that they could mark off and say, oh, here's the reason this happened to Kelly. And they still are completely not sure, but we know it happened. So if it can happen to me, it can happen to anybody because I had no reason to have it happen. So what I feel like in getting out there and talking to women, it's my ultimate desire. It really, I would say my mission or my duty as a survivor to empower not only women, but their families, their loved ones, and anyone who loves a woman to understand how they can take control of their health and transform not only their lives, but the lives of everyone they care about. This heart disease is the number one killer of everybody, not just women, men and women. But of course, I care most about women because it's the biggest jump. We've seen 1 in 3 women dying now. And when I say 1 in 3, sometimes that throws people, but more women are dying from heart disease than all forms of cancer combined. That's how deadly this disease is. So I feel really fortunate that, of course, not only I'm alive, but I've been able to really become an advocate for women to be their own health advocate and to not sit by. Because if it can happen to me, it can happen to anyone. I don't want to freak anybody out about that. But just, you know, if we understand the symptoms and we're paying attention to our health, we're doing the best we can to prevent heart disease. You know, we know our risks. We're eating better. We can stop this right now.
And I want everyone to connect with Kelly at her website, which is therightnutritionplan.com, therightnutritionplan.com. And Kelly, I believe you have a gift for all of our listeners.
Of course I do, because we're talking heart health. So if you go to therightnutritionplan.com and then add /heart, H-E-A-R-T, I'm going to give you 4 heart healthy videos and recipes, my top 4. You'll get to see them in a video form, so you can actually look at me and realize that I am not probably what you will expect. Let's go that way at it. And all those recipes, so they can hopefully start improving their own heart health right away.
Fantastic. So I encourage everyone to go to therightnutritionplan.com/heart and go there today and get your heart healthy videos and also the recipes that Kelly's sharing with us. And Kelly, I just want to thank you for being with us here today on Soul Guided Leadership. It's just been such a pleasure and very inspiring, all the work that you're doing, and good luck with sharing this message with even more women around the world.
Well, thank you for having me and for the opportunity. I'm very grateful and honored that you would allow me to have a moment to voice my message and hopefully make a change or two.
Absolutely. Well, thank you, Kelly. And I'm going to thank all of our listeners for joining us today on Soul Guided Leadership. And are you ready to find out how you can be a Soul Guided Leader? Well, connect with me at thegeistgroup.com and let's find out how our team can help you to bring Soul Guided Leadership and mindfulness programs to your organizations today. And I invite you to join me again next week for another empowering conversation on Soul Guided Leadership. So until next week, my friends, keep on leading from your soul.
Thank you for listening to Soul Guided Leadership with your host,
Dr. Laurel Geis.
To learn more about Soul Guided Leadership,
go to www.thegeisgroup.com
and connect with
Dr. Laurel Geis
to find out how
our team at the Geis Group
can help you today. Join us again next week for more expert tips, tools, and strategies to be a soul-guided leader.
What does your vivid life look like? What does it feel like to be living a vivid life every single day? How do you start? What's the first step for you personally to make the shift that you've been seeking? Find out now. Vivid Life. It's a happier, healthier, wealthier state of being. Get there today by following us on Facebook, Twitter, or subscribing to our free inspirations in your inbox at vividlife.me.